Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Randy Sowers, husband, father, and business owner from Belle Fourche, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in his life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Randy Sowers shares what God has been doing in his life.
Have you ever responded in ways and you question why you respond that way? Like even in the midst of what you're doing, you don't know where it's coming from and you don't know why you're responding in that particular tone or harshness, or, and it can be the opposite of that, of not responding, of not being able to respond in any way, shape, or form. But to be aware that you're doing something you do not want to do. I had one of these encounters recently, and I'll share that with you after I share with you the scripture. John 14, 1 through 6. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. In this gospel passage, the lines that strike me are, let not your hearts be troubled. I will take you to myself. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And in this, I see a pure invitation to invite Christ into myself, into every aspect of myself. I had one of those moments where I was responding in a way I knew I shouldn't respond, and I didn't know why. And that was when my son Elijah, I have three boys, he's the middle child, he spilled his milk, and he's only four, but he continued to spill his milk twice at the dinner table because he wasn't paying attention to where it was, to what he was doing. And I responded more harshly in tone than I should have. And my wife called me out on that after I'd put them to bed to make me sure I was aware of the tone I was using and didn't feel that that was what we should be, how we should be speaking to our children, even when they are doing things they shouldn't. And that just affirmed inside of me what I was already contemplating, that I was doing that and I was aware of that and I knew that I shouldn't. And the next morning I woke up and I went and I laid with him and I apologized to him and asked him to forgive me. And I said that this is I struggle with yelling sometimes and I'm working on it. And I have gotten a lot better, but I need their prayers in it. And I want his forgiveness because I shouldn't have been that harsh on him. And he forgave me, and children are so graceful and beautiful in that. And I asked his older brother, as well, to forgive me and to pray for me. The youngest isn't two yet, so I didn't ask him. But that caused a deeper reflection inside of me, and it caused me to really look into why I'm responding in those ways that I don't want to respond. When I was growing up, my dad owned a garbage company, and I went with my dad many times to work, and I loved it. And my brother, I have one natural brother, and he went as well from time to time. He was 4 years younger than me, so he didn't go as much. But it was just, always loved it. You know, I would look forward to those days and want those days all the time. And this particular day, my brother and I were working with him, and we were on a garbage truck, and my brother was 7 and I was 11, and I switched spots with him. I wanted to, for selfish reasons, be in the spot that he was in, which was a little less risky, and I was in the more dangerous spot. I mean, as it goes. And I switched spots with him, and I was the older one, and that was supposed to be my spot. And he slipped, and the truck went over him. As you can tell, I mean, there's things there that I will never forget. Images, memories, old enough to make decisions, but not old enough to be responsible for them. But feeling responsible for that for many, many years. I mean, I'm 38 now, and that was 27 years ago, but the fact that things keep coming back to that, I saw how important every decision we make is. And when you don't pay attention and you make these little mistakes, it can end up getting somebody killed. And the reason I was so harsh with my son is because I'm so harsh with my 11-year-old self. And I have no sympathy or compassion for myself because I made a very innocent, selfish decision that changed my life, my family's life. It brought pain on my parents and on all my sisters and myself. And it affected me for many years. It still affects all of us. And as I sat with this with Christ intentionally, going into that memory and inviting Christ into that memory, I recognized his call to me, you know, that to not let my heart be troubled. He's going to take me in to himself, you know, and that this is the way, and there's truth and there's life in it. And by inviting him into that core wound again, because I've done it on different aspects of it, but into this particular aspect, to start to have sympathy and compassion for myself. And when I can have compassion and sympathy for myself and forgive myself and through Christ heal from this wound, I know that it's going to lengthen my ability to be patient and have sympathy and compassion on my sons, because I struggle with sympathy and compassion very much in all aspects of my life, especially over just not paying attention and getting hurt. Like, that stuff just drives me crazy, because that's where I'm coming from in that. To recognize that we all have these, you know, and so many times I go to prayer and I, Lord, I want to do your will, Lord, I want to do these things, I want to raise a holy family, I want to do all these things. And we think about the goodness that we're trying to do to the Lord when the Lord says, I want to see the darkness. Invite me into that so there is no darkness. Invite me into where you're afraid, where you're hurt, where you're lonely, where things are said. And they maybe were meant or not meant, but he wants to be in there with us. And I did experience compassion on myself and sympathy when I brought him in. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the gift of your Son. We thank you for your desire for us to have a place in heaven with you. We thank you for the grace for our hearts not to be troubled, and for you to take us to yourself. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Give us the grace to invite you into the dark places that we don't want you, where we bury things and hide them underneath the rocks. Invite us to lift that rock and let you in so that you can bring in your light. And when you come in, as you always do, bring your love, your healing, and your mercy. Father, and I just ask that you be with us today as we invite your Son into our lives. Give us the courage and the grace to receive him and to receive the love he has for us in those spots we try to keep hidden. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.